So yesterday we talked about white nose syndrome and how horrible this prolific fungus is. So today let's talk about how we can help them, because it is important to have hope for these spectacular creatures of the night. Conservation is a huge part of many environmental topics because, well, we as humans have done a lot of taking and not as much giving to the natural world. As far as bats are concerned, there are 21 species that are critically endangered who face imminent risk of extinction. There are 83 species who are endangered and 106 species who are considered vulnerable. That means about 16% of all bat species are at risk in varying degrees. This is because of ongoing habitat destruction, hunting for sport and meat, wind turbine energy, believe it or not, and the proliferation of harmful myths about these creatures. It is the majesty and significance of bats that grants them this entire week in the first place. And it's important we raise awareness for these issues so we do not lose more of them than we should. In New York State specifically, on the endangered species list is the Indiana bat. On the threatened species list is the northern long-eared bat. On the special concern list is the small-footed bat. And on the high priority species of conservation need list is the little brown bat and the eastern pipistrelle. That means that in New York State, 5 of our 9 bat species are of special concern. That's a lot. Now, this is certainly a heavy conversation, but an important one. So let me tell you some things you can do to help them out. You can volunteer with national and local parks to remove invasive species that may be threatening the bats. Or you could build bat houses in your yard or community park. You could also reduce your use of pesticides. Why is this important? Because many species of bats are insectivores, meaning their main food source is bugs. Remember when I said bats can eat 2,000 to 6,000 insects in one night? If you create a bat-friendly area, they will take care of the pests for you. If you are really interested, you can volunteer to help with data collection and projects related to learning more about bats and bat conservation. It's important to avoid going caving or disturbing bats during their hibernation periods, as this could disturb them while they're in a state of torpor. This disturbance could result in the depletion of their fat stores, potentially leading to death. Likewise, clean your equipment after each caving trip to avoid bringing contagions to the sites, like the white nose syndrome fungus we talked about earlier. Another thing you could do is support bat conservation organizations, like Bat Conservation International or Merlin Tuttle's Bat Conservation. After listening to each episode, I'm sure you've gathered that bats are hugely important species to our natural world. If you like bananas, plantains, or tequila, for example, then bats are essential to the growing of each of these. They have earned their right to have a week of celebration, though they should be celebrated and protected every day. Thanks for listening to this Bat Week podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.